Hello, welcome to the Myers Mind SC Weekend Roundup. This week we'll start at Formula One Racing, which was in Japan for the Honda Japanese Grand Prix, round 17 of 21 of the World Title Tour. First was Hamilton. It was his 50th win for Mercedes and his 71st win overall, and his 6th victory in the last 7. Second was the other Mercedes driver, Bottas. Third was Max Verstappen from Red Bull. Notable was Riccardi. He went from 15th to 4th, and I believe won driver of the day. The next event, round 18 of 21, is in the U.S., and if Hamilton wins that, he will win the world title. On to MotoGP. It was the first ever MotoGP in Thailand. First was Marc Marquez, who won it at the last turn 12. And he will also, like Hamilton, win the world title if he wins in the next event, which is in Japan. Second was Andrea Dovizioso, who rode for Ducati. And third was Maverick Vinales for Yamaha. On to UFC, there's a big fight between Khabib versus McGregor. Khabib won in 4 rounds by submission. And then, afterwards, he jumped the fence to go fight the McGregor camp. Quite a scene. Next, on to running. The Chicago Marathon. For the women, Brigitte Kosgei won it in a time of 2:18:35. From Kenya. Second was Rose Derije from Ethiopia. She was over 2 minutes behind. And third was Shere Dimese, who was over 3 minutes behind. Both of those runners are from Ethiopia. Notable was Gwen Jorgensen. She won the 2016 Rio Olympic triathlon. And right after that, decided to switch over to the marathon. This was her first marathon with full marathon training under her belt. She was a little disappointed. Finished 17 minutes behind Brigitte Kosgei. For the men, Mo Farah won from Great Britain in a time of 2:05:11, which is a new European record. Second was Mohsenet Geremu from Ethiopia. And third was Suguru Osako, who broke the Japanese record by, I think, 30 seconds. And that means he won 100 million yen, which is roughly $870,000 from the Japanese Federation. It was the second time this year that it's been broken. Notable, Galen Rupp, who won last year, was the top American at 5th place, and Yuki Kawauchi, who won the Boston Marathon, was running in his 10th marathon this year. He runs a half marathon next week, and then he runs another marathon in a month. On to surfing, the Quicksilver Pro France kicked off and the Roxy Pro France kicked off. Both were on standby round 1 still. That window is from October 3rd to the 14th. There's some pretty big title contentions on the line here. If Steph Gilmore wins and Lakey Pearson gets below quarterfinals or something like that, not 100% sure, Steph Gilmore will win it all. On to the NHL. NHL season started. The Caps started where they left off, winning 7-0 over the Bruins, but then had a overtime loss to Pittsburgh 7-6. Team to watch this year, definitely the Las Vegas Knights, who lost in the NHL final to the Caps last year, for those who are wondering. And they didn't lose anyone and gained 2 really good players. One of them, the Canadiens captain, and I forget who the other one was. On to the NFL. Saints and Redskins play tonight. If the Redskins win, they go top of their division. But with the Cowboys and Giants and Eagles, all of them are not doing as well as expected, especially the Eagles. Rams and Chiefs are the only undefeated teams left. Falcons are not doing well at all at 1-4, and they were stomped by the Steelers. Eagles lost again to the Vikings. It seems their form that they were in last year may have been just a one-time thing. Hopefully they can bounce back and make it to the playoffs. And OBJ and the Giants getting in a little riff. OBJ came out saying he's not liking what's going on within the organization. Kind of focusing it all at Eli Manning. So there's a question on the change in the QB of the future. How many seasons does Eli have left? They unfortunately lost on a 63-yard field goal to the Panthers. On to the NBA, just a quick note. The final preseason games are wrapping up. The first two games start on October 16th. MLB postseason has begun. Red Sox and Yankees are facing off against each other. It's 1-1 in the series. The Astros are winning 2-0 over the Indians. Milwaukee won 3-0 over the Rockies. So they will face the winner of the Dodgers versus the Braves. And the Dodgers are currently up in that series 2-1. On to soccer. We hit the Germany first. The table is as it is. As this, Dortmund is at first with 17 points. Then there are four teams tied at 14 points. But based on goal differential, this is how it is laid out. Second is RB Leipzig. Third is Borussia Mönchengladbach. And fourth is Werder Bremen. Interesting for Bayern Munich. They are 13 points and they're in sixth place. They lost to Borussia Mönchengladbach 3-0 this weekend. Dortmund won on a 90-plus-5-minute goal from Paco Alcácer. That was his hat trick versus Augsburg. Their defensive has really been brought into question, but they're coming multiple times from down this year, especially last week when they won 4-2, but they were down 2-0 at half. So hopefully they can shore that up to have a stronger title bid. But so far, the Bundesliga is looking very close, especially with Bayern Munich slipping. Next on to France. PSG is way ahead of everyone else. This weekend, they beat Olympique Lyon 5-0. There were two red cards, one for each team. And Kylian Mbappe scored 4 goals in 13 minutes, which is absolutely ridiculous, carrying over his form from the World Cup. AS Monaco, however, has been struggling. Only 6 points through 9, and they're in 18th place. Definitely not where people expected AS Monaco to be, especially after last season where they are in the Champions League this season. So hopefully they can turn it around. On to Serie A. Juventus flying at a perfect 8 wins from 8. Ronaldo, The big news story this summer, has not produced the goals, but has produced the assists. He's currently tied for the lead league with 4 assists. And then a young kid, I believe, Krzysztof Platek, 8 goals from 8 games for Genoa. Absolutely flying for him. Next on to La Liga. Barca tied Valencia 1-1. Real Madrid lost to Alaves 2-1, which made Sevilla the top of the league. It seems that Real Madrid and Barcelona have both been struggling during the beginning of this campaign. Barcelona with defense more than anything else, and Real Madrid with goals, especially with the loss of Ronaldo. So it's going to be more of a close race this year, it seems, in La Liga, which is fantastic. Now on to England. Man U came back from a 2-0 deficit to win 3-2 over Newcastle United. Mourinho's future is still in question. Some said no matter what the result, he was going to be fired. Some said if he won it, that he would stay for another week or two. Very unsure. But all I know is during the game when they were down 2-0, the Man U fans were chanting or singing, "You'll be gone by the morning." Arsenal won 5-1 over Fulham to go into fourth place. After they're losing the first two, they've come back and won 6 out of 6 in the Premier League. And if you talk about all competitions, I believe they're 9 for 9 or 8 for 8 in for wins in their last 9 games or 8 games. Chelsea won 3-0 over Southampton. Hazard continues to look like the best player in the Premier League this year with a goal and an assist. They, with the win, they tie for first. Man City versus Liverpool, the headline game this weekend, 0-0. Both teams look good. City should have won, but Mahrez absolutely skied a pen. It was interesting because Gabriel Jesus was going to take it, and then Mendy came running over saying that from the bench that Mahrez should take it, or Pep said that Mahrez should take it. Mahrez. So that means Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea are all tied at 19 points for first place. No team has all wins. I think every team has 2 ties. And the way on goal differential it lays out is Man City first, Chelsea second, Liverpool third. That is it for the Myers Mind SC weekend roundup. Join us next weekend, next Monday for another weekend roundup. Thank you very much for listening and have a good day. Bye.